Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Now, time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Oh, yeah.
All right, a little Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth. Hoffy, no BT, so it's just me today. What do you have for us?
All right, Sal. So we saw Chris Kreider last week get moved to Anaheim. Mm-hmm. Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth. Mika Zibanejad will be traded before the start of the Rangers' regular season.
That is a bald-faced truth. Now, maybe this is just me willing that to happen. I think that if he does not get traded, to me, none of it makes sense. I get that Mika, and I saw him and his wife posting some stuff on social media. Now, I saw that he did it. I didn't read the whole thing. Like, was it?
The wife was basically saying they just bought a new house in, like, New York.
Yeah, so put it up for sale. Time to go, Mika. I'm sorry, buddy. It's over. He's the main culprit. I'd rather keep Kreider and get rid of Mika. He's so inconsistent and disappointing. I've had look, and I like him. Same thing with Kreider, too. I've just had enough of this core. It's time to go. So the Ranger fan, oh, Kreider. How are we going to survive without Kreider? They're going to hang his number to the rafters one day. I'm emotional. Hey, here's the bottom line. He was more disappointing than he was great with the Rangers. Okay, yeah, he had his moments, the hat trick against Carolina. We understood that in the postseason. He didn't really wake up until a few years ago. And ultimately, this core failed. So, Kreider, see you later. Thanks for nice knowing you. Thanks for all the memories. Move on. And same with Zibanejad. So, I know he's going to be a little bit more of a pain in the ass with the no trade.
Yeah.
Hopefully, moving Kreider will help expedite that. I would say bald-faced truth. Ultimately, Drury and Sullivan will find a way to get Zibanejad out of here.
I'm adding a 1B to this question or to this statement because you just said Kreider's number to the rafters. Mm. Bold-faced lie, bold-faced truth. Chris Kreider's number is going to be retired and go to the rafters.
Yeah, I would say it's a bold-faced truth. I think one day, year. Yeah, I think so. You look at all his number. Yeah, years down the road.
He played 13 years. He better put up those numbers. He was supposed to be amazing.
Yeah, that is
true.
He
didn't do it.
I would not.
Yeah.
If you're asking me, I would say no. I think that they will. Everybody's gone soft nowadays. You don't have to win a championship. You don't have to be great. Like, Ewing didn't win a championship, but he was great. Kreider was never on Ewing's level, and he didn't win a championship. Leach was great, and he won a Stanley Cup. Richter, great, won a cup. Messier, obviously. Graves, I know that's your boy. I'd say borderline. If he did not win a cup, there's no way Adam Graves' number getting retired.
Right.
And he's better than Kreider.
Right.
And
he was the first goal scorer to get, like, what, 50 goals, I think, for the Rangers?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Because he won the cups, he was more impactful. I shouldn't say better than Kreider, but you know what I mean. Okay,
good. All right, bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. Jalen Brunson will not finish his career with the Knicks.
Now, wait, why do you have to throw the knot in there? Just say Jalen Brunson will finish his career with the Knicks.
No, I don't think he will.
No, but when you say not, now it makes it more difficult for me to answer the double negative. So if you ask me, because then I'm like, well, okay, what do you mean?
How about this? Jalen Brunson won't finish his career with the Knicks.
No, it's the same thing. Say Jalen Brunson will finish his career with the Knicks.
I don't think he will. Jalen Brunson will finish his career with the
Knicks.
Right,
bold-faced truth, bold-faced lie. So you would answer it by saying it's a bold-faced lie, and I would say it is a bold-faced truth. I don't see any way Jalen Brunson does not finish his career with the Knicks. He's going to be one of those guys like Eli to me, minus probably the two championships, but that wants to go out a Knick. I don't think he's going to want to play anywhere else.
I don't think it's his choice. I'm going to be conspiracy theory here. Leon Rose has shifted his eyes on Karl Anthony Towns, which is why Thibodeau got fired, and which is why Rick Brunson may not return. And which is why Jalen Brunson will not finish his career with the New York Knicks.
Oh, come on. And it's certainly not anytime soon. At least you get the next few years.
He showed the loyalty is fickle.
Yeah.
I mean,
which I respect. It shouldn't be that, like,
Julius Randle. Julius Randle was the guy. He built a team around Julius
Brunson's
Randle.
Different. Brunson's different. Took less money. He's the individual star who brought this team back.
He totally screwed Brunson out of making his career deal.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that.
It's possible down the road. I'm not saying it's impossible. I don't think it's going to happen. What do you got?
All right, final one. Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. Sauce Gardner will have himself an all-pro season this year.
That is a bald-faced lie. Now, I do believe if there's any head coach who could get the most out of Sauce Gardner, it would be Aaron Glenn. Obviously, a member of the secondary cornerback himself in his playing days. Hard-nosed, tough guy. So if I just don't believe in Sauce Gardner. I don't believe he's got the right mentality. I think he's got other interests. I don't think Sauce is aware enough or has shown that he's aware enough that he's not as good as he thinks he is. So no matter who's coaching you, I hope that I'm wrong on this. I'd love to see Glenn coach him into the actual best cornerback in the league like he thinks he is. I don't think it's possible. So I will say it's a bald-faced lie.
Yeah, and I agree with you, which is why it pisses me off they're trying to pay him right now. Like, let him prove himself to Aaron Glenn that he's not going to give up if times get tough again. This is not going to be a simple season for them.
Same for Garrett Wilson. I wouldn't pay those guys until they prove it this year.
3 years in a row with a terrible quarterback.
Yeah, no, I just wouldn't. There's no need to lock those guys up now. You know, they're maybe not going to be happy campers. I don't care. The Jets have, they're starting with basically a clean slate here. Don't lock yourself into a bad deal. All right, that's it. Bald-faced truth, bald-faced lies. A lot quicker without BT here. But we appreciate you checking in, Hoff. I was expecting maybe a couple more minutes out of that. All right, let's get back to the phones. 888-808-1019, the number to call. One quick thing before we get back to the calls, because our last call made me think of this. You got to stop. Like, I don't understand why Yankee fans are so sensitive here. We're all on the same page. We're all talking about the same thing. This is not poking fun at the Yankees because they lost a few games here. It's talking about real issues as far as the team goes from a New York sports fan perspective. And you want to make it about, the Mets and the Yankees. It's not about the Mets. And trust me, if the Mets lose tonight or they lose this series to the Braves, they're going to be first in the firing line. I'm going to tee off on them. Losing to the Rays is not a big deal. If the Yankees got swept by, I don't know, the Nationals, I wouldn't care. It was the Red Sox and the way that it happened. That's a big issue. But now on top of that, they wash it down with getting shut out at home in a game where they couldn't manage to move a runner from second to third base, for goodness sake, with nobody out. Certainly couldn't score them for three straight innings. 9th, 10th, and 11th innings. So there are some issues, and it's more than just the result of that. Why does that result happen? Well, look at the guys in that Yankee lineup who were supposed to be great who aren't. You could think the Yankees are a great team. I disagree. I thought they were great last year with Soto and Judge. And their starting rotation, I thought, was better with Heel and Cole when both those guys were healthy. Now, it's just Max Fried really carrying the load. Look, Clark Schmidt was great. It was the best start that we've seen from him. Can he do that consistently? Maybe. Rodon has been great at times. I don't think he's great. But pitching's not the problem. I'm not even talking about the pitching. The issue is the lineup. It's always been the lineup with the Yankees. Always. Even when they mashed consistently in the regular season, dating back to 2017, 18, 19, the lineup is, for years, the Yankees lineup, what it does in the regular season does not translate in the postseason. That's the issue. And
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The biggest issue, and I wasn't going to get into this today, but it just made me think of it now. The biggest issue with that, you do the math. Who's the Yankees' best performer from 2017 to 2025 in the regular season? It's clearly one answer. It's Aaron Judge. Then if I ask you that same question, well, who's the Yankees' best performer in the postseason from 2017 to now? Your answer is different. That might be the biggest problem. But helping to take some of the burden off Judge in the postseason would be if Volpe could be a difference maker in that lineup in the playoffs, which I thought he could when he first came up. If Dominguez could be that difference maker, Wells, these are the type of hitters that I thought these guys would be difference makers, not only in the regular season, just padding the stats, but doing it when it matters most. Now, has Dominguez had enough opportunity in the postseason? No, but in the regular season in big spots, we're watching these young players, and they're not impacting the games the way that we expected them to. BT and Sal on the fan. Keith calling from Howell, New Jersey. What's up, Keith?
Hey, good afternoon. How you guys doing over there today?
Good, Keith. What's on your mind?
Good. You know, anybody over the age of 45 is obviously going to go back to the Torrey era and the way players were obtained, the way players were used and the way players were utilized and whatnot. But the one thing that gets me is that when Gene Michael and Buck Showalter, when they tore the team down after 91 and they completely rebuilt it, in Torrey's book, they only asked Jeter to hit 250 and make the plays defensively because they had other guys around him that could actually serve in a support role. And it doesn't seem that they come up with these guys. When Jason Dominguez was first seen online, he was mashing batting practice fastballs 800 feet, and they said, this guy's the next Babe Ruth. And what has he done when those pitches have break and they have drop and they have off-speed changes? The player development now, I feel, in my estimation, in the last 2 or 3 years, after June 1st, the Yankees are barely a 500 team. Without April and May, who knows what happens the last couple of years. But what gets me is that it seems that the new system, this whole, you know, the money ball system or whatever you want to call it, the Bill James era, however you want to look at evaluating players, it has completely taken over now. Where when you look at baseball clubs, their AV and their video production people, it's all YouTube videos. It's all watch this video, watch that video. Stick and Buck broke it down to where cutoff guys were, to the angles of the throw, to where you want to bunt, to where you want to put that bunt. That doesn't seem to be going on. And while Aaron Boone is the whole savage in the box and all the big bravado and all that stuff, you know, it's all about launch angle and exit velocity and slash lines. I never remember, and this is where I'll end, but I do not remember anybody from 96 to 2001, even though they lost, saying, thank God we won this because my launch angle or my exit velocity or my slash line was so big. The guys came up clutch. That were clutch. Scott Brosius, people say that he wouldn't survive today. He wouldn't be able to play today. It's like he was a clutch guy when it mattered. He was a clutch guy. People stepped up, and they didn't need to have an Aaron Judge at every position. They had guys that were clutch. Have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Keith. Great call. We appreciate you checking in. You don't need superstars at every position. So it's not star chasing. And I understand that the thought, well, Soto didn't fit because the Yankees didn't have two right fielders. Yeah, that's part of the problem with the way they've constructed this team for years. But what made those Yankee dynasties, and not to go back to that, but they had well-rounded ball players. BT and I talked about this a little bit yesterday. Part of the appeal, if not the whole appeal about why this Yankee lineup or team could be better than what it was a year ago, was the development of the young guys or the emergence or the presence of the young guys. And that has not been there. And that has been a constant problem for the Yankees for years. The baby bombers, quote-unquote baby bombers. Gary Sanchez, Gleyber Torres. Look at these guys now. Volpe, same. It's year three for Anthony Volpe. Year three. Jason Dominguez, you talk about the impact. Like, you could spin it any way you want. Well, look at his average as a left-hander. Dude, Jason Dominguez has 6 home runs on the year, 3 of which came in one game against the A's. How is that anywhere near good enough? This is Dominguez, the Martian. I was told he was going to be the next Mickey Mantle. He came up, when he first came up, he had what? 8 home runs in 5 games, whatever ridiculous thing it was. He's got 6 home runs. 3 in one game. They played 70 games this year, whatever it is. How's that good enough? It's not. It's not good enough. Could they get by without it? I guess. If Judge hits 400 or maybe 500 in the postseason, then sure. But what if he doesn't? Again. Then what? We're going to be saying the same thing?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.